This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Baruchim Abayim. We continue in Daf HaShavua, Masech Deivamos. I heard today from the son of Reb Chaim Knievsky, who was saying over from his father, that Reb Chaim spent 1 year learning by the Stipler. And which Masechta did Reb Chaim learn by the Stipler? Avada, Masech Deivamos. The Stipler wanted Reb Chaim to learn Yevamos by him. And then after he learned Yevamos by him, he said, okay, now you could go off to Yeshiva. Okay. So let's continue on Sadivav Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan was makbid, that Rabbi Elazar did not say over Torah in his name, until Rabbi Elazar consoled him that obviously if Rabbi Elazar is teaching, everybody knows it's in your name, Rabbi Yochanan. Says Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan, my time a kapid kolihai. Rabbi Yochanan, why was he so makbid? Dam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav. Maidich said, what does the pasuk mean? Agura be'ahalcha olamim. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. What does the pasuk mean? I will live. May I live in your tent, olamim, literally eternally. But it could also mean in two worlds. B'chiyav shalay adam lagur b'shnei olamim. Is it possible to live in two worlds? Ela amar David lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. David said before the Almighty, Ribbono shel olam, Master of the Universe. He ratzon sheyoyimru dvar shmo mipi ba'il mazeh. May it be your will that they say over Torah in my name in this world when I'm already in the next world. The Amar of Yochanan Mishum Rajbi. Kol Talmud Chacham Shamim Dvar Shmua Mipi Ba'il Mazeh. Any Torah sage that they say over Torah in his name in this world, Sufsoisav Doiv Vais V'Kever. His lips will whisper, move in the grave. Tosfos says that when a person's neshama is in the yeshiva Shamala, and the lips move in the kever, it's as if he's speaking. So at one time, he's living in two different worlds. The Marshal wonders, what does this mean? Can a person physically be speaking while they're buried in the grave? I don't think most scientists would say that's physically possible. And the Aruch Lener that we saw yesterday in the Ion Shir, he said that based on the Zohar, that the neshama is in Shamayim, and the ruach is in Gan Eden HaTachtoin, and the nefesh hovers over the kever. It's the lips of the nefesh that move. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Zeira, v'yitem Rabbi Shimon Nezira. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Zeira said, and some say Shimon Nezira said, Micro, what does the pasuk mean? In Shir Hashirim, v'chikech kiyein hatoif hoylech ledoidi lemei sharim. And your palate is like good wine, going to my beloved in justice. Doivev sivsei yishenim, the lips of the sleeping will whisper. So, Chazal teach, kekoymer shal anavim. The Talmud Chacham is like a vat of grapes. Ma koymer shal anavim, just like a vat of grapes that's fermenting and heating up. When a person touches it, miyad doivev, so it immediately begins to move. Av talmidei chachamim, so to Torah sages, kiven sha'omrim dvar shmua mipiyam ba'il mazeh, when they say words of Torah in their name in this world, sufsoiseim doivev vayis bekever, their lips move in the grave. Okay, we now move on to the statement at the end of the Mishnah, on Dav Tzadivav Amabez, where the Mishnah said that not only a 9-year-old is his bia not a full-fledged bia, but a 20-year-old that didn't bring two hairs also is considered like a katan. So that means a 20-year-old who doesn't bring two pubic hairs has a din of a katan, says Gemara Ramin, and therefore... if he lives with the Yavama, and then the Yavama dies, and then the Ben Teshesh Nam Yamechad dies, so the Yavama is Chayletzes V'lay Misyabemes. Says the Gemara, Ramin, who Alaska Stira Ben Esrim Shana Shalai Hevi Shtei Sarai, is a 20-year-old who didn't bring two pubic hairs. Yaviu Raya will bring a proof Shu ben Esrim, that he's 20 years old, who hasris, and he is thereby a Swiss. And the halacha is, loy choyletz v'loy miyabim. He doesn't do chalitza, he doesn't do yibam. So that means he has a status of a sris. If he's a 20-year-old, and the woman falls to him in yibam, so he is not able to do yibam or chalitza. And yet our Mishnah said that the 20-year-old has the status of a katan, he could do chalitza. Or, bas esrim shana shlevi yishtei saras, a 20-year-old woman who didn't bring two hairs, yaviu raya shu bas esrim, she'll bring a proof that she's 20, viha islandess, she's an islandess, loy chalesa slevimis yabemes. So it's a stira, because we learned in the Mishnah that a 20-year-old has a din of a katan, and here we're learning a 20-year-old has a din of a sris. Ha it marala amar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak amarav v'husha noldu la yisiman esris. If someone is 20 and just did not bring two pubic hairs, but without any positive evidence that they're a sris, they're considered like a katan, and perhaps the simane godless will eventually grow in. However, if they're 20 and they don't have two pubic hairs, and there's positive evidence that they're a sris, so that person loy chaletzes loy misyabemes. Amar Rava dekanami, Rava said the proof is diktani v'hu hasris. When it says v'hu hasris, it's not that from the fact that he doesn't have two pubic hairs we can infer he's a sris. It's talking about we have proof positive that the guy's a sris. Shema mina. So says Gemara v'chiloi, no dulai siman yisris ad kama. And if somebody does not have proof positive that they're a sris, they just don't have two pubic hairs, until what point do we say that maybe they will be developed signs of godless? Until when do we judge them like a katan? Tani debe reb chia ad roiv shenoisim, until the majority of one's years, namely 36 years old. Ki atzal kamei de rava, when they came for rava, rava said, so when they came before Rava, 20-year-old who didn't bring two hairs, and now they want to know, is it that they're still a katan, or is it that they're a sris? So Rava would say as follows, I kachosh, if they're weak and lean, Amar Lahu, he would say, zilu avriyuhu, go fatten yourself up, eat and drink, maybe your pubic hairs fell out because you're so weak. Vibari, and if they were robust, Amar Lahu, you would say, zilu akhashuhu, go on a diet. Why? Dahani simanim, sometimes the pubic hairs, the nasri, that they fall out, machmas khishusa, sometimes they fall out because the person is too skinny. The zimnin de nasri machmas briyusa, sometimes they fall out because the person is too heavy. And therefore, until a person is 36 years old, we cannot know for certain that they are, they still may be a katan. Once a person reaches age 36, without any proof positive that they're a sris, the age alone would prove that in fact they're a sris. Hadran Allah ha'isha rabba. Now we begin a new topic. The halacha is if somebody rapes or seduces a woman, you're allowed to marry their relatives. Noisin al hanus val mafuta. If you raped or seduced a woman, you could marry their daughter, their sister, or their mother. Ha'oines v'hamafata ala nesua chayiv. But one who rapes or seduces the relative of someone who they're married to, that is a violation of arayos. Noisei adam anus asam v'das aviv. A person's allowed to marry someone who their father raped or seduced. Anus asbenai v'fuzas benai. Someone who their son raped or their son seduced. Rabbi Yehuda oiser banusa samfutas aviv. Rabbi Yehuda prohibits one to live with someone who their father raped or their father seduced. That's learned that from the pasuk laikach ish es eshes aviv v'lo yegale kinaf aviv. We'll see later in the Gemara. Tanina l'hadetan rabbanan. We learned in the Mishnah that which the rabbis taught. Anas Isha, someone raped a woman. Mutali Sabita, you can marry her daughter. Nasa Isha, if you married a woman, Asali Sabita, you cannot marry her daughter or rape her daughter. Uraminhu, Laskastira, Ay hanitan min ha'isha, someone who's suspected of having relations with a woman, asur b'ima, cannot marry her mother, ubebita, her daughter, uba'achaisa, or her sister. Because if you're suspected of having relations with the relative, then if you marry, if let's say you're suspected of having relations, of having a relationship with a relative, you can't marry their relative, because we're afraid that by marrying their relative, you're making it more convenient for you to continue this prohibited relations with the mother, the sister, the daughter. So here, how could the Mishnah say, Noisin ala anusa, you could marry someone, you could marry the relative of someone you raped, but what about this chash of the sister of Hanitan Menoisha? There's nothing more suspicious, you can't get a greater suspicion than someone who we know raped a woman. If even we're suspicious of you being with a woman, you can't marry her relative. Certainly if you raped a woman, you can't marry a relative. Says Gemara, Midrabanan. Yeah, it's only Asar Midrabanan, but Midaraisa, you could marry the relative of someone who you raped. Says Gemara, wait a second, why wouldn't our Mishnah say that you can't do it? Would our Mishnah say you could marry the relative of a woman you raped, even though midrabanan it's aser? V'chol heichad iki isur midrabanan tani noisin l'charchila, when there is a rabbinic prohibition, would the Mishnah say noisin al anusa? Says Gemara, no, our Mishnah is talking about after the woman you raped died, so now there's no suspicion, so therefore you could even get married l'charchila. Kitnan mas nisin l'achar misa. Our Mishnah was taught after death. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehi B'Dvarei. Says Gemara, Mino Hanimili. How do we know you could marry the relative of a woman who you raped? Tana Rabbanan, B'kula Nemar Shchiva. By all arayos, it speaks about having relations. V'kan Nemar Kicha. And here, it talks about by a woman and her mother, or a woman and her relatives, it says marriage. Loi merlach to tell you, derech li kuchen asra taira. It's only asra to take a relative of someone who you're married to, not someone who you had relations with. In other words, it says, ish ki yikach es isha v'yes ima, v'isha elachos o leisikach. So it's if you marry a woman, you can't take her mother, you can't take her sister. But if you just had relations with her, so then you should be allowed to marry the sister. Ah, Yomalei Rapopla Baye El Mayata Gabi Achoisei, Dechsiv Ish Ashayikach Es Achoisei, Bas Ovivai Bas Imo Yachinami Derech Kichahuda Aser, Derech Shriva Shari? It says, don't marry your sister. Is it only usher to marry your sister, but you can have relations with your sister? How could you say, and be medayek, that the isser of living with the relative of a woman is only a woman that you're married to? Because it says yikach, it also says yikach by your sister. It says Gemara, look, the truth is, sometimes it says kicha, and sometimes it says relation. In a situation where it says kicha stam, and you know it means relations, so then it means relations. Amar le likuchin ksivu Torah stam. The Torah stam says marriage. Then haroi likicha kicha. If it's in the context, if it could be interpreted as marriage, then it interpreted that way. Haroi l'shchiva shchiva. And if it could be interpreted as relations, it's interpreted as relations. But so in other words, in a situation where it cannot mean marriage, like taking your sister, it doesn't mean marriage, because you can't marry your sister, it's not even typhus to begin with. So there, kicha means to take with relations. But if it could mean marriage, so you interpret it as marriage. Now the Gemara brings another source. How do we know that if somebody rapes a woman, they can marry their sister or relative? Rava Amar, Rava says, Anas Isha, if you rape a woman, Mutra Lisa Bita can marry her daughter. Mehacha, from the following pasuk. Ksiv, the pasuk says, Ervas bas bincha oi bas bitcha loisigali. The erva of your son's daughter or your daughter's daughter do not reveal. So that implies, you know why you can't live with your granddaughter? Because she's your son's daughter or daughter's daughter. Ha bas bina dida bas bita dida. But what if it's the woman's daughter's daughter or son's daughter? Golly, you could reveal that relation. You could reveal. In other words, if you have a woman and her daughter's daughter or son's daughter, that's not your son's daughter or daughter's daughter, you could live with that granddaughter. A woman and her daughter, you should not reveal as bas benavi, as bas bita loisikach. I but have another pasuk that says that if it's her son's daughter or daughter's daughter, you can't take it. In the first pasuk, it's talking about you raped a woman. So if the woman you raped, her son's daughter or daughter's daughter from you, you can't live with. But if it's from her, you could live with. So in other words, if you rape a woman and she has a relative, you could live with that relative. And the second pasuk is talking about a woman who you married. A woman who you married that has a granddaughter that you can't have relations with that granddaughter. Says Gemara, Epoch, why don't we say the opposite? That the Isser is only when you rape a woman you can't live with their granddaughter. But if you marry a woman, you could. How do you know it's to tell me that if you rape a woman that you could live with her granddaughter? Maybe it's if you marry a woman you could live with her granddaughter. Tosfos says, maybe Oinsim is a bigger chumrah, because since it's a more lewd, promiscuous act, maybe the Torah is more makvid. Says the Gemara, Epochano, Arayish Eriksibuhu. When it comes to Arayis, it says relative. Benesun ikasher b'insan lekasher. When you marry a woman, so then her relatives are sher. When you rape a woman, the relatives are not sher. Okay, now we have a new sugya. Namely, can a person live with somebody who their father raped? Rabbi Yehuda oyser banus asavir. Rabbi Yehuda asers someone who the father raped. The Tanakhama says it's permitted. Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. By the way, we had this Gemara. You know where? Twice. We had it on Daf Dalet, and we had it on Daf Mem Tes. Okay? I'm sure you remember both of them. Where do we have it on Daf Dalet? By Asei Doi Chaloi Saseh. Okay? So, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Dechsiv, we had it whether we're Doiresh Smuchin. Okay? Because it says, Lo yikach ishas eishas av, lo yigala kanaf aviv. And in the context, it talks about rape. So that might be an indication. Lo yigala kanaf aviv is talking about rape. My time to be v'duchsav, lo yikach ishas eishas av, lo yigala kanaf aviv. Kanaf shara aviv, the erva, the father's soul, lo yigali should not uncover. Umimayit v'anusak, so how do you know that pasuk is talking about anusa? D'chsiv me'ila v'dekra, it says above, v'nosan ho'isha shoychiv ima. And the man that lay with her should give to her, should give la'avianara to the father of the woman, chamishim kesef. So in the subject matter, it talks about rape. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda knows la'igala k'naf aviv is talking about anusa. V'rabbonon, the Rabbonon say like this. It says above v'nasan isha shachim la'avianara. But it interposes the pasuk of lo yikach ishes, ishes aviv. That's not talking about rape. So you have a samach le, if it would mamish be samach kidekamrit, then I would agree with what you say. Hash to the loy samach le, but now that it's not juxtaposed mamish, mi boy le lechad ravanan, da amar ravanan, amar shmuel, ravanan sen neim shmuel, b'shoy meres yavam shal aviv hakasav medaber. The pasuk lo yigale knaf aviv is saying that a yavama, who is waiting in Yibam for your father to do Yibam to her, you cannot live with. Umay kenaf aviv, kenaf haroi la aviv. The erva fit for your father, lo yigala. That's what lo yigala kenaf aviv. In fact, the Gemara, that's the reason you can't live with this woman, because she's the shaymeres yavim of your father, but she was also the wife of your father's brother. She's your ante. You can't live with her. She's doidasai. V'tevlemisham doidasai. Where's the two lavin? Lavar lo b'shnei lavin. One is she's your aunt, and one is she's shomeres yavam of your father. But you can't live with her anyway because she's a Yavama Lashuk. Meaning, she's Zakuk Liyibam. So forget the fact that she's Shemes Yom Shal Aviv. Number one, she's your aunt. Number two, she's Zakuk Liyibam. Says we're Lavra Lebeshloy Shalavin. We're going to nail her for three things. Number one, she's your aunt. Number two, she's Zakuk Liyibam. And Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv. She's Shemes Yom Shal Aviv. We're talking about after your father died. So she's not a Yivam Lashuk. She's only Doidasai. And she is, since, interesting, even though she's not Zokuk to your father, but she was the Shoimeres Yavam of the father, so that's also a lav. A woman who is Zokuk to your father, it's like she was quasi-married to your father. You can't live with her. Beseder. Well, we had an Amud in Yavamis that's, you know, survivable. Thank you everybody for joining. I saw
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.